We're talking about the ribbit that happens among neighbors, not necessarily with money. So this will be one last common situation that comes up, and then we netter after the summer break. We'll talk about ribbit that comes up with sales, pre-publication prices, and buying things. If you pay now, it's cheaper. Credit cards, all those different issues that come up with sales. So, but now we're talking about friends, people that make deals with each other, and it happens very often where someone can make a carpool one day, and he says, "Can you take my carpool? I'll take your carpool a week from now, a month from now, whenever you want." Or common on Yom Neroyim, two women want to come to davening, so you watch my child with Shachrit, so if you do that, I'll watch your child at Maariv. And so I am for a Musaf. So is there any ribbis problem with such arrangements? And the answer is there are, but we're going to learn how to avoid any problems. And it's the Beferish Mishnah that causes the problem. The Mishnah Ayin Hei, Amid Aleph, which by the way you've covered most of that Ayin Hei through the last few weeks. The Mishnah Ayin Hei, Amid Aleph, the bottom of the Amid says like this. Amar Adam L'Chaveiro, a person may say to his friend, Nachesh Imi V'Nachesh Imcha, help me weed my yard today, and I'll weed your yard some other time when you need it. Or, Adori Mi, dig for me my yard, the Edor Imcha, and I'll dig for you whenever you need that. And the assumption is that you're hiring him to work for you, to do the weeding or the plowing. And instead of paying him in money, you're paying him with performing that service for him when he needs it. So that's okay, because there's no ribbit involved with that. But below Yomelo, the Mishnah says you can't tell him, Nachesh imi v'ador lecha. If you eat for me, I'll pay you by digging for you. And that's how I'm going to pay you. Or, Adori imi, dig for me, v'anachesh imcha, and then I'll weed for you as a payment. It has to be the same work. If he's plowing for you, so you pay him by plowing for him. If he's weeding for you, you pay him by weeding for him. You can't mix weeding for plowing. Rashi says why? Because plumim shezu kashim izu. Sometimes plowing is harder. Sometimes the weeding is harder. V'yesh kan agar notele, and it's you're paying him the extra wage for not having to pay him right away. He weeded for you. And now you owe money. So he said, look, let me not pay you now, and I'll do a harder job for you later. You're not saying that, but Rashi says, since it's possible that it could be harder later, that's also. With the reward that you're not paying him right away, he's accepting upon himself the possibility of doing a work that's harder. So that's also to do, because you owe him money for his work, and you're possibly setting yourself up to pay with a harder job, which is worth more, and you're paying him more than he lent you.
So there has to be payment in kind, clearly.
There has to be payment in kind, and if it's not in kind, so then the issue is from Rashi's mashum, because it might be hard. As long as it's not in kind, so then
trading kind.
Okay, so let's go to the next thing. The Mishnah concludes. We're talking about the same action now. So in that the Mishnah says, "Kol yimei garid echad." You have to be careful of the season also. Let's talk about your paying back in kind, but depending on the season, there's the summer season, the ground is harder. In the winter, it's easier to plow. It's softer, right? There's different periods. So the Mishnah says, "Kol yimei garid echad." As long as you're in the summer, you can say, "Look, let me do it for you in Nisan, and pay me back in Tishrei, that's a little bit too far, in Tammuz." That's okay. "Kol yimei revi'a achas," and all the days of the rainy season are the same. But lo yomelo, don't tell him, "Haroshimi begarid," plow with me in the dry season, when it's relatively easy, and I'll plow for you when it's wet, when it's harder to plow, when it's really rainy. So I think I said it opposite before, I'm sorry. But that's what is also, because there it's also, even though it's the same mice of plowing, but plowing in a different season is harder. And since it's harder, so I'm paying you back with a harder job with a reward that I didn't have to pay you right away. That's called ribis.
Does it assume that they're working the same amount of time?
So
day versus day.
Right. So Rashi says, Kol yimei garid echad. I think this Rashi is printed on the other side of the handout. Rashi says, Kol yimei garid echad. All the days of the dry season are one. Echad heim velo dikduku b'davar lochus shema yom echad yehi aruch michavero. And we don't have to be afraid that one day might be longer than the other. Or kasha michavero. One day might happen to be harder than the other. Elamutu lamelo. It's mutter to say ador imi hayom hazeh shal garid. Plow for me this day of the summer season. And I'll plow for you in another day in the summer, as long as it's in the summer. As long as it's the same season, we're not worried that, well, maybe it'll end up being harder, maybe that day will be longer. It's okay as long as you're doing the same pu'ula in the same season. Right, so we're going to go into discuss three parts of this Mishnah and try to get clear exactly what the issue is. Now the first part seems simple. Plow for me and I'll plow for you. Weed for me and I'll weed for you. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this in your day of Kufsamach Sivtes lo yasim alach l'chaveiro. Don't do any work for your friend. Al menash l'chaveiro yasim o acher l'cha malach z'yot z'chaveiro, on the condition that he'll do a harder malach afterwards. V'apilu l'atzim o'osam malach ha'atzim, even if he's going to do the same malach it's aser, if it's going to be a harder season, like I'm doing it first in the summer and you're going to pay me back in the winter, it has to be the same thing. If it's different because the malacha is different, or it's different because the season is different, then you can't pay back in such a way. But like the Mishnah says, if it's the same, it's the same malacha, same season, it's mutter. Now the Achronim, the contemporary Achronim, ask a kasha based on the last week's shiurim. We were talking about this iser called sa'ah b'sa'ah. There's a halacha called sa'ah b'sa'ah, where if I lend you something other than money, I can't ask for the same amount back, because in the meantime, right, I borrow 10 bushels of wheat. I can't say, lend me 10 bushels of wheat and I'll pay you back 10 bushels of wheat, because the price of wheat might go up in the interim and I'll be paying you more than I lent you. That's iser sa'ah b'sa'ah. We learned to be haterim. If it's a small amount, it's okay. If you have some, it's okay. If it's a set price, it's available in the market, it's okay. But those were the haterim we had. But there's a halacha called sa'ah b'sa'ah. So the Achronim ask over here, why isn't there a problem of sa'ah b'sa'ah? You have everything the same. Plow for me today, I'll plow for you 2 weeks from now. It's the same season, the same pa'ula, nothing's different. But maybe the value of plowing will go up in the meantime. But maybe right now when I'm plowing for you, I get $10 an hour, but for some reason 2 weeks from now the price of plowing will be worth $15 an hour, and here I did $10 worth of work for you and I'm getting back $15 in payment.
Can we say like last week, you can assume that that's something that stays pretty constant?
Well, that's because you're able to buy it. If it's available to buy, so then we said it's okay. But the other thing we said last week applies here, and that's the yeshlo. If you have it available, right, if we said if you have one chicken available, you can borrow 10 cases of chickens, because that's yeshlo. We look at each one as if I'm borrowing a negative. So here also, this is the way Das Sofim answers it. Others answer based on the Ravid. We'll see soon that what am I doing here? I'm borrowing your work. Right, I need someone to plow my field. I can't do it now. I'm borrowing that work of your plowing. But I'm a person who can plow also. Yeshlo. I have the ability to plow back. So based on the Raiva, they say, since it's Yeshlo, we don't have to worry about that Takanas Chachamim of Sa'av is Sa'av. It's still considered considered a mutter transaction. It's not no Isidra Bonan of Sa'av is Sa'av, because I'm available. My body's here to pay back at any time. Okay, that's a terrace that they say. I mean, Pashas, you wouldn't have to go that far, because we'll see that it's not really l'sol b'sol b'chlal. So let's go to the next issue. What's the problem if I say plow with me, right? I don't want to pay you right away. Plow for me. I don't want to pay you back right away. Instead of paying you back for your work, and normally it's a halacha to pay back that day, but we'll make the deal. I'll pay you back by plowing for you. I'm asking you to weed for me, and I'll pay you back. But plowing, that the Mishnah says is aser, the same way, other way around. Also, either way, it's aser. Like Rashi said, sometimes one is harder than the other. Now, the Sefer Trumas brings from this Ravid. Why should it be aser? What am I doing wrong here? Let's assume that the price of hiring someone to plow is the same as hiring someone to weed. So what am I doing wrong over here? Well, what Rivas is here? Any farmer costs $10 an hour. So I'll weed for you today. You pay me that with plowing. So the Ravid says an interesting hesber and what the problem is. And he says, because let's go back to the halachas of sa'ah b'sa'ah. He holds this is like sa'ah b'sa'ah. I am borrowing like you're plowing, and I'm paying you back plowing. Right? That's sa'ah b'sa'ah. It's okay, like we said. But suppose I'm borrowing a case of chickens from you, and I'll pay you back a case of chickens, so that would be okay if I have a chicken available. Right? That's okay. But suppose I want to borrow a case of chickens for you, and I'll pay you back a case of tomatoes. Right? So that is also, even if I have certain tomatoes around. That's the Ravid's Chiddush. Not everyone agrees with it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin it. But the Ravid holds that this heter of sa'ah v'sa'ah that we spoke about last week, when I have some available, when it's yeshal, when I have some available, only applies if I'm borrowing, I'm repaying the same thing I borrowed. But if I'm borrowing one type of food and I'm going to be paying back with a different type of food, so then this heter of yeshlo doesn't apply. So based on that, he says that's the problem over here also. Bishlam, if I say plow for me and I'll pay you back by plowing for you, weed for me, I'll pay you back for weeding for you. So there, since there's no saw problem because yeshlo, I have the ability to do that work anytime, it's okay. But if I'm saying plow for me and I'll weed for you, weed for me and I'll plow for you, so then we don't have that heter of yeshlo by saw b'saw anymore because it's different things. And since it is very possible, or since it is possible that the price of weeding could go up by the time I end up weeding back for you, so that's an iser of saw b'saw, and that's the way Sefer Trumas brings from the Ravid that it's going to be aser. It's a chiddush of the Ravid, and based on that, that's the way he understands this iser of the Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch Rav bases on that also. He says, "Shelo itir b'chayil b'derek mekach chamimka below ba'alom if reshet v'shneim in a peiros." There's no, if it's a halva with two types of peiros, there's no heter of saw v'saw. Krisha says it has written it also. However, the contemporary poskim once again say that the Rav is a big chiddush over here, and if you read the poskim, they don't seem to be saying that. Let's read the way the Bris Yehuda puts it. He says, from the other poskim, it seems they don't hold like the Ravid. That the issue that we're talking about here is a sa'ah b'sa'ah issue. The efshar shel king kam shina kam miloshin hatur lo aser ala melacha kveira v'vade. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch that we quoted, the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the iser? Lo yase melacha l'chaveira. Don't do a job for your friend. Al menash l'chaveira yase imo acher l'cha. When the condition that he'll do another one for you, melacha shehi yoser kaveida, melacha that's harder. Now the Torah doesn't say like that. The Torah says you can't do, like Rashi said, you can't do a plow for weeding for plow, because maybe one will be harder. And just lashon the Mishnah's mashma that way. It's not saying one's for sure harder. It's saying don't do either way, because we don't know. Maybe the price might go up. Maybe it'll be harder at that time. But we don't know as about those that this second one is harder. But the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, the Shulchan Aruch says, what's aser? It's aser to do it. Don't do a malacha for your friend and pay back with something that's yoser kaveda, which is harder. According to the Ravid, it's aser even to pay back with something that's of the same difficulty. Because you don't say a heter of sa'ah b'sa'ah, when you're dealing with two different types of work. Right? So the Bris Yehuda, others, so if the poskim do not seem to be understanding the Isser that we're talking about here as a Asavasa Isser, what is the Isser? Let's continue. I think Bris Yehuda puts it well. But Tam, so what is the reason that it's Isser? Mishum Shepizchiris Poel, when you hire a worker, right, you hired a worker, think about it, when you hire someone to plow your field, what do you owe him right now? Right, when I borrow $100 from someone, I owe him $100. When I hire a worker to paint my house, I don't owe him painting his house. It's not a halva. What do I owe someone when he works for me? Mischayev ischar hamalacha. I have to pay him for his work. I owe him money for his work. V'lom hamalacha acheres, I don't owe him another job. It's not a halva here. It's when I pay, when I have hire a worker, I have to pay him money. That's what I owe him. There's nothing, there's no Saul B'Saw here. It's like we said the first time we talked about Saul B'Saw. If I can borrow 10 cases of chickens, if we know that each case costs $50, so I owe you $500, I'll pay you back $500 worth of chickens whenever I get around to it. Right? As long as there's a price, there's no Saul B'Saw. So over here, there's no problem with having someone work for you and pay back with that work, because you didn't borrow work and you're paying back work, and maybe the work will be worth more in the interim, and so on and so on. You don't owe him work, you owe him money, and whatever the price he set, that's what you owe him. You can pay him back however you want to pay him. What is the problem? Miu b'mlocha kaveda yeshivis. The issue here is, I said you plow for me, and in return I'm going to weed for you, and we know weeding is harder to do. So where I'm agreeing to do something for you which is harder than what you did for me, that's a problem of ribis. Why? Amishim etzem hamalacha, either because you did something for me and I'm doing something back harder for you, that's called ribis. Osheish hefer schar hamalacha, or maybe the fact that weeding is harder means that you get more per hour for it. So you plowed for me and I owe you $10 an hour. I'm saying in return for me not paying you right away, let me weed for you. Weeding is harder, and I'm going to, that really, I could get $20 an hour for that. But I'll do it because you didn't make me pay you right away. With the benefit I had of holding my money, I'm willing to give you back more than you gave me. So this is the way Bris Yehuda and Siva Shalom, they understand. There's a Chavis Das that goes on, and also he disagrees with the Ravid. They don't understand this as a problem of Sabbath. They understand this as an issue of the agreement. Could be one of two ways. Either when I'm, the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, I'm agreeing to pay you back with a harder job. It's, well, you did it me, Allah, I'm going to do something back, more in return. That's an Isser of Ribbis, or the fact that there might be a monetary difference, that could be the Isser of the Ribbis. Let's go to the just one last issue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol yimei garid echad. Right, as if it's the same pe'ula, it's plowing, it's weeding, as long as it's in the same season, it's okay. You don't have to worry about there being a problem of ribis. However, if it goes into the next season, then the next season is harder, then it becomes a problem. In other words, like the Shulchan Aruch says, I can't agree to do any malacha that's harder than you did for me, and that doesn't make a difference whether it's harder because it's different or it's harder because the season is different. Either way, that's an issue. Now, how about if it's the same season? And this is where it gets a little tricky. As if you recall, we said, Rashi said, if it's all in the same season, it's okay, and we don't care. We don't care. Right? Nisan's already the summer season, and the days are around 12 hours at that time. Now it's the summer season also, and days are 16 hours at this time. But we're not medaktik at that. As long as it's summer season, it's okay. The Mordechai says even stronger. Ki haygalna lo gazru, they didn't make any gezeira if it's the same season. Afilu ko yimei ha'garit the whole summer. Shein adar shav, even though it's not equal in time. U'mutu lomer, it's mutu to say, charoshimi v'garit b'yom echad katzer, you plow for me today in Nisan, v'ani imcha b'yom aruch, and I'll pay you back if you don't make me pay you. I'm just saying the unspoken words. If you don't make me pay you immediately, I'll plow for you in Tammuz, and that's okay. Right? That seems a little strange, though, because we just said that I can't pay you back a harder job, I can't pay you back a job in a different season when that's harder. Why should it be okay to say, you work for me 12 hours and I'll work for you 16 hours? But that should be the same problem. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin said it's also. He says, Yesh Rivas Malacha, Kagalom El Chaveiro. You can't tell your friend, Asay Mi Malacha Kaveiro Mizu, do a harder job. That's the Mishnah. Oh, Asay Mi Yom Kotzer, work for me in a short day. Mani Asim Chayom Aruch Mimeno, and I'll work for you in a longer day. Right, that makes a lot of sense. Just like you can't do a harder job, you can't do a job that will be harder because it's a different season, you shouldn't be able to work more hours also. So what do we do with the Mordechai? What do we do with Rashi, who also seems not to mind that the other days might be longer? So here also the contemporary Achronim say Pshat, Mishpat Arivas I have written down here, Prisutos and similar, they want to say there's a difference between a winter job and a summer job. There, everyone knows it's a different type of job. In the summertime, in those societies, maybe nowadays also, people work from sunrise to sunset. And there weren't the doctor to say, well, it's the middle of the summer now, I charge more. It's the beginning of the summer, I charge less. People worked per day. They did a day's work, whether it was a 12-hour day, a 16-hour day. That was the day's work. That's called the same job. So that's why if it's at least in the summer and I'm doing the same job, plow for me, I'll plow for you, weed for me, I'll weed for you. So we're not medakdek that the hours might be longer. If it's a different job or it's a job that's in a different season where it could very well be like a different type of job, so in that case, that's where the Chachamim said don't do it because the way the Mishnah's Mashmah might be harder, the way the Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it if it is harder, because then it's a different job. But if it's the same job, and even though it's harder to work those longer hours, but the fact that people don't look at it as a different job, they consider it the same thing. They work a day at a time, and that's how they work. They're not medakdek how many hours the day was, so then there's no problem of riddus. When does it become a problem? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, if you start saying, work for me now, and I'll pay you back. If you do it now, I'll pay you back when it's harder, when it's longer in the summer, when it's later in the summer. If you say it, so then it's like he says, it's achshavei. You showed that it's something that's chashiv. You turned that from something that was an inane change, it was something that didn't make a big difference, into something that's saying, look, work for me now, I don't have the money, unspoken words, I don't have the money, I'll pay you back, you know, I don't want to do it, because you know, I'm not going to pay you right away, so I'll pay you 3 months from now when the days are longer, and you'll get more. So that already gets closer. Even though you might not get more money for it, the wages are the same, so you're not really the etzem gaining anything, because I could hire someone else for the same price that I gave up my wages today. I could hire someone, the wages are all the same in the summer. But the fact that you spoke it out, that makes it awesome. Of course, all the posts can point out, if in the middle of the summer people charge more for a day's work, so then for sure there'd be awesome, there'd be nothing to talk about. We're all assuming here that the wages are the same. It's just the work is harder. So if the work is a different type of work, so then it's awesome. If it's in a different season, which makes it into a different type of work, it's awesome. If it's the same type of work in the same season, just it might be a few extra hours, so that's enough to make a ribis as long as the wages are the same. That's the way the folks can understand these halachas. So now let's go to some practical cases. Before we get to our cases, we'll see the ones they talk about seem to be a common thing. The folks can talk about people who are working. They talk about teachers. Might be a teacher that has a period in the morning and another one has a period in the afternoon. So he says, look, I can't make it this morning. Can you teach my class this morning and I'll take your class tomorrow in the afternoon? And that seems to be a common thing. Or two workers, one works in the morning, one works one day, one works another day. Can you take my day? I'll take your day. Can you switch jobs with someone? So based on what we were saying, let's talk about the two teachers. If you're teaching the same subject and it's the same school, right? So then, if it's the same thing, so then it should be mutter to say, take my period, I'll take your period. If you're teaching girls and the other person is teaching, look, teach my class of girls who are, there's no discipline problems, very easy. And if you do that, I'll teach your boy, the boys that you teach, which is much tougher. So then you have to start judging, is this like plowing in Nissan and plowing in Tammuz, which is, you know, I'm plowing, it's all the same. I'm teaching this same subject. Or do we say, well, that's already a little bit of a harder job. This is a harder class. This is a harder class of discipline. It's a learning disabled class. So if it becomes something different, so then you have this potential problem. If the first person's class is easier, and you say, take over for me today, and I'll pay you back in whenever you need it, when you need a day off, you're taking off in 2 weeks for your chasana, I'll take that class for you, and that second class is harder, so then we could have a potential reverse problem, because right now you did something for me, I really owe you money. But what am I doing? Instead of paying you money, I'm saying, okay, I'll do a harder job for you in return for me not having to pay you right away. So if it's a different type of job, if there are more children in the class, whatever it is to make it quantitative and qualitative difference. So quantitative wouldn't be enough. That's like different hours. That doesn't make a difference. So then you have a problem. Now this is assuming, like we've been saying, where the teachers are doing the same, they're teaching the same, they have the same wages, the same skills needed to teach these classes. Then it's okay if it's the classes are the erech the same, if they're qualitatively different, then you have a problem. Now, an interesting question they bring up is what happens if it is the same type of class, but because one teacher's been there 20 years, he has tenure, and he's getting paid more, and the other teacher is doing the same job, and he gets paid less because he hasn't been there, and he doesn't get these yearly raises that all good teachers get. So, there the post can talk about it. The Bris Yehuda has a suffix about it. Teres Rubis thinks for sure it's okay because, look, I'm teaching for you, you're teaching for me. So what? I happen to get paid extra because I've been here longer. It doesn't make a difference because the job's the same. So anyway, that's the first common case that happens from these halachas, to trade jobs. If the job is qualitatively harder, the second one, then you have a rebus problem because right now you work for me. I really owe you money. It could be a difference if the school pays for it. They talk about the school pays for the substitute, so then it could be it doesn't apply. But if you have to, you're required somehow to have someone take your place. That's your responsibility. And you pay, instead of paying back money, you pay him back with doing a harder job for him, which is like a job of plowing, difference like plowing and weeding, or plowing now in the summer, plowing in the winter. So that becomes a ribbis problem, and it is osir. So now we come to carpools and sharing babysitting. Carpools, we can start talking the same type of talk. Right? If it's an equal carpool, you know, we're in the same carpool together, and we take the same five boys every day, so I can't take Monday, you take Wednesday for me, so there's no shiloh. It's plowing for plowing, same season, no problem. But suppose I take on Sunday, and please take my Sunday for me. I owe you a day, and I'll take your Friday, which is the hardest day. Right? Will that become a problem? Or Sunday, only half the kids come, and on Friday, then more stops. So take for my Sunday, or whatever day it is where it's less stops, and I'll pay you back with a harder job. Or our case of the babysitting, you babysit for me on Shacharis, and if you do that, I'll pay you back by watching your children for Musaf. Musaf's longer, it's the end of the day, or maybe she has three children, you only have one child. Like, do we have problems here also? So I'd like to just give four hetairim. I have on the handout here, hetairim. There's four different hetairim that if we use one of these four, we solve all the problems. The first one, chronologically, the first one, the Prisha says. The Prisha says, the only problem, based on what we're saying, that there is a ribis, shayla, is if I ask you, work for me, Now, when you finish working, I owe you money. So instead of paying you money, I'm asking you to let me work for you a harder job. And then becomes a ribbis problem. The Prisha says, if we just swap jobs at the same time, can you plow for me and I'll weed for you, and weeding is harder, but I just don't want to plow now. So then, of course, there's no problem. There's no ribbis because I don't owe you any money. We're just switching jobs at the same time. That's no problem. Like switching apartments. My apartment might be worth more. Yours is worth less. Mine's in Eretz Yisrael. Yours is here. Right? That's okay because there's no ribbis involved. I don't owe you any money yet. And Torah's ribbis takes that one step further. It doesn't have to be that we both start 9 in the morning and end 5 at night. I'm asking you to work for me 9 to 5 today, and I'll take your shift and I'll start at 4:55. Because until you finish your job at 5 o'clock, I don't owe you a penny. So if I don't owe you a penny yet, it's okay for me to say, a more practical case is you have a class from 1 to 3 and I have a class, I teach from 1 to 3 and you teach from 2 to 4. I can't make it by 1 o'clock today. Can you take my 1 to 3 class and I'll take your 2 to 4 class? So that's fine, even if the 2 to 4 class is much harder, because I never owed you any money. Until you finished at 3 o'clock, you didn't finish the job, you didn't do any work for me. So that would be one way of solving a problem. That's not so practical in the cases we're talking about, the babysitting, because, when you finish, I take over. The carpool could be practical, but that I can't make my 12 o'clock carpool today, but you take the 12 o'clock carpool and I'll take the 12:30 carpool. You're not finished doing the carpool before I start yours, so then that would avoid any ribbis problem. A more practical heter is from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was talking about an interesting shaila, that there was a rav who had decided to build a gemilas chesed house, and he borrowed a lot of money with interest from goyim to create this house for basically a house where people could have achnas zarchem, they could sleep there for the night. But then things were getting hard. It was hard for him to keep up these ribbis payments. So he wanted to have some relief from that. Now how is he going to have a relief? Because in the meantime, everyone in town paid a certain amount to keep the ongoing expenses of this Hachnas Arachim house operating. So he has, look, I'm paying ribbis to this guy every month from my original outlay. Just let me off this payment that everyone else makes, because look, I'm doing my share, I'm paying ribbis. So at first glance, it seems like a ribbis problem. We learned that if I borrow money from a guy with ribbis, I can't ask you to compensate me for that, because then you're paying ribbis. It's like, I'd be like asking you, can you make these payments to the guy that I'm hired to make? How am I asking you to make the payments? Because instead of me paying my share of the monthly payment that everyone does for the operating expenses, I'm asking you people to share it for me. Chassam Sofer, though, said, but completely mutter, because everyone's in it together. This is a joint project called the Hachnas Arachim House. And we could look at it as partners. What it was my share? My share was that I went and purchased it. I'm paying this ribbis payment every month. Your share is that you take care of the operating expenses. So when you're shutfin, let's read the last line of the Chassam Sofer. It says in Shuvas on Simikov Laman Hey, he says, Avi Rakesh Shutfim, it's like partners. Shehisnu, who made a condition. Shemar li ayam, watch for me today, Veshmar lecham lamachar, I'll watch for you tomorrow. Ador ata, you plow, vani anachish, and I'll weed. Keduma, shalashayif, but the ribbis club, there's no ribbis. Now, the Mishnah said there is ribbis. If I ask you to, I'll weed, and you plow, and I'll weed. That is ribbis. But the Chassam Sofer says if you're partners, so then the whole thing doesn't apply. The svara is that if we're independent, I have my field, you have your field, and I ask you to plow for me, so now I owe you money. Instead of paying you the money, I'm going to do a job for you that could involve ribbis. But if we're all partners in this field together and we each do different things in the field, and I ask you to do, usually it's my turn, I ask you to take my turn, I'll do your turn tomorrow. So when you're partners, so it's not, you're not working for each other. You're just taking over what this person couldn't do. Now this is a good heter for carpools, because if everyone's in a carpool together, they're like partners in a business. You have certain shibudim, you can't drop out in the middle because you entered into this partnership, but you're all in this enterprise together. And when I take for you on Sunday, it's not like, okay, I work for you, now you owe me money. We're all in this together. We all have to make sure the children get to school. It doesn't matter who does it. Normally, for convenience, you do Sunday, I do Tuesday. Well, that's the way we set it up. And if it doesn't work one day, we want to change it, that's okay. And there's no ribbon strong. I could even say, look, you know, if you take the Sunday from me, I'll take a week for you. Because there's no ribbon at all when you're dealing with partners. So that's a good hector from the Stam Sofer. The Bishyuda brings it down. Others bring that down also. Now, that won't help if I ask you to, if you take my Beis Yaakov carpool, I'll take your Sheres HaPleita carpool because we're not in partners together. So there's still two other heter. The Mishpat HaRibbe says this heter, they bring it from Rav Sternberg, also says the same heter, that this whole issue is talking where there's a hischaivus. I say, look, I'll do this for you. If you do this for me, I'll return the payment. And you're not going to do it unless I return that payment. You know that no one's going to do your carpool unless you return that favor with a carpool. That's when you have a problem. But if it's like neighbors or relatives, they watch each other's children, and you know, you say, okay, watch the children, they have to go somewhere. And if it's your cousin, your brother, you don't say, yeah, but when are you going to pay me back? You're going to, it's a favor, people do all the time. You don't ask for an obligatory payment. So if that's the case, if it's something that people are just doing as favors, so then there's also this whole issue of ribbis is out the window because there's no obligation here. So if it's a type of carpool where, you know, I'll do it for you and don't worry, you'll pay me back sometime. If you don't, it's okay also. So then you have no problem. If you say, if you're a makbid and you say, look, I'm not going to do it for you unless you pay me back, so then you have a problem. But if you're not so makbid, that would be another way out of this issue. It doesn't seem to help so much with the, if you do shakras, I'll do musaf, because even though we're neighbors and we do watch each other's children sometimes, but here I'm looking to get to shul on Rosh Hashanah, and if, you know, I'll watch your child and you say, oh, thank you, I'm so glad you're watching my child, you know, I'll pay you back sometime, you know, in the winter. So you don't want that. You're dafka looking for someone to trade with. So I think this won't help for the shakras musaf issue because there you want someone to trade. You're not looking to, you know, do a favor at that time, even though if it's not Rosh Hashanah, you would gladly do the favor and watch the children and not ask for anything back. But in this situation where you dafka want to get there, so that would seem to be a problem with his chayvus, and you don't seem to be shut from there, and if the job would be harder, there's more children, or even if the pay is the same, but if it's a really qualitatively harder job, I mean, the hours might not be such a big thing, but if it's a qualitatively harder job, it'd be a problem. However, we have this last heter, which I think is a very good one. And this is something that in the Kitzur Dinei Ribbis HaMetsuyim, he brings it down, and I've seen other places also, that this is only an issue where there's a time value. I'm asking you, watch my child now, take my carpool now, and you do that, because I need you now, and in return, I'll pay you back. Instead of paying you, I'll return a harder favor later. That becomes a ribbis issue. But suppose we're getting together here to decide, look, how are we going to do Rosh Hashanah? What are we going to do over here? Or, look, I have a carpool problem coming up. I can't make next Sunday. Can you help me out? Now, when you're talking to the carpool person next Sunday, you drive Sunday and I'll drive your Friday. It's only a ribbis problem if you drive my Sunday first. Now I owe you something. Supposing I owe you something, you're not partners, you don't have these other heterim, and I'll pay you back with something harder. But suppose I say, look, can you take for me next Sunday and I'll take this Friday first for you. But if you do the harder one first, so then there's certainly no ribbis, because what's the ribbis? I'm doing something for you. You owe me, because I took your Friday first. You owe me, you know, $10. The Friday carpool is worth $10. And in return, instead of paying me $10, do Sunday for me, which is worth $8, which is not so hard. That's fine. If the harder one comes first, then there's certainly no problem. So not only that, if you want to take it one step further, if there's no hakpada which comes first, also the poskim say there's no problem. As long as there's no hakpada, which one is first? Look, I need someone to take my car for me. I can't make it this Sunday. So I'm asking, can you do it? Oh, which day can you take? Well, you can take this Friday, next Friday, whichever one you want. As long as we're not saying, look, I need this Sunday, and I'm not available to pay you back until later, that's when you come a rivis problem. But if it's something that could go either way, and there's no time value, which one has to be first, so in that case, also, you would not be dealing with a rivis problem. And that would help with the babysitting also, Rosh Hashanah. Right? We're just trying to work out a system where we can all get to shul together. It's not saying, look, I need Dafka to be first Rosh Hashanah chakras, and in payment for that I'll do something harder for you. I don't care who gets chakras, the first day, second day, I just want to work out what's easiest for everyone. And let's work out a system that we could all make it. So once we're doing that, it almost becomes like shulchan, like some sofer says, but you don't need that. The fact that I'm not working first, and now you owe me money, and instead of paying me right away, you pay me back by a harder job, so you've avoided any problem. So reviewing, we saw that from the Mishnah and the Poskim, there are problems in trading jobs. The problems result in a job where I say, work for me, and I will do a harder job for you, or I'll do the same job in a season when it's harder. That's also, even if the payment could be the same. The fact that I'm doing a harder job, the way they're saying, the job itself is that I'm agreeing to do something harder, that becomes also, without getting to the saw that the Rabbi was saying. If it's the same job in the same season, and the payment is generally the same for that job, even if it might happen to be a little bit longer, it might be a little bit harder, that's okay, as long as it's qualitatively the same type of job. We don't care that the days might be a couple hours longer, but if everyone gets paid the same for this amount of work, for this type of work, and it's the same work, and it just might be a couple hours, that's okay. That's not a rivis problem unless you specify, look, I'm not paying you right away, I'll do something harder for you later in return for that. Then that becomes a rivis problem, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav said. So then translating it into our cases of trading teaching jobs, babysitting carpools, so we have to make sure that it's the qualitatively the same type of job, then there's no rivis problem. Even if it's qualitatively different, we have these four heterim, the Trisha's heter, that if the second one starts before the first one ended, so there was never any halva, if some sofer is heter, if they're shulchan in it together, the whole thing doesn't start. If they're neighbors who aren't being mechayiv each other, we're just doing a favor. You watch my one child, I'll watch your five next week. But I didn't say I'm not going to watch the one unless you watch the five. We do this all the time. That's okay. And finally, if there was no hakpada, what the order is, and certainly if the harder one is first, and then you repay with the easier one, no rivis issur has been violated, and that is certainly a mutter way to do it. Linedu, when we come back, we'll talk about rivis as applies to sales, buying and selling, and conclude the Hilchos Rivis.